This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay. This is one of those stories that make you go, things that make you go, Did you know if you go on a cruise ship and you get sick and you got to use their sick bay, that's a separate charge?
You know, I saw this story, and I was shocked at this.
I've never heard of this.
This is crazy.
I've gone on many cruises. I've never gotten sick, never used the sick bay. But I had no idea that your fee for being on that ship doesn't cover you if you get sick.
Yeah, not only did this guy pay all the price for being on the cruise ship, but then he got a medical bill.
Now, I understand if you're on a ship and all of a sudden you have to be taken off the ship and you got to go to a doctor in Mexico or in the Philippines or somewhere like that and you get billed by that doctor. I get that, okay? No big deal. But on the ship, when you've got, the flu, I think he had,
right? Yeah, the flu, yeah.
Right, listen to the story.
That one is saying we're sorry about your bad experience.
Just days into their week-long Caribbean cruise, things took a dark turn for Mike Cameron and his girlfriend Tamara Masterman.
They got him hooked up, catheters, IVs.
He came down with a bad case of the flu and ended up in the medical ward on board Norwegian Cruise Line's Encore ship. He recovered but felt sick again when he saw what it cost for 3 days of treatment.
To turn around the day we're leaving and get handed a $47,000 bill, I just didn't even know what to do.
They thought the travel insurance they bought from Norwegian had them covered.
And everybody in the medical ward kept saying, don't worry, you have $20,000 coverage. You'll be just fine.
But filing a claim turned into yet another headache.
Well, the traveler's insurance doesn't want to pay it until we run it by our health insurance. The health insurance doesn't want to pay it because it's abroad.
In the meantime, the interest is quickly adding up on that $47,000 bill, and they're running out of options.
I don't get it.
Wow. And so each says the other one needs to look at first, and they're getting interest?
And one says it won't cover it because it's abroad.
Yeah.
Right? Is it? That's
their
what they
insurance,
said. Yeah.
Not a man.
No, abroad, like you're away from me. I get it. You're abroad.
Thanks, Madel. but then I heard the rest of the story. I don't know if you have it, but they ended up, because he used his, this seems so illegal, they used their credit card to charge the actual cruise.
Yeah.
That they went in and took as much as they could for the medical bill off that same credit card.
Yeah, so they're completely maxed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shouldn't be illegal.
You didn't
authorize
it. I mean,
should be illegal.
Yeah.
That should be illegal. You can't just go. I guess you can, though.
Well, would think if you get Norwegian travel insurance that it would in fact cover that. I mean, that's just the
you're
end of
on
story.
Their boat.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're using their facility.
Wow.
You can order all the drinks you want.
Yeah.
You can eat all the foods you want. You should be able to get all the medicine you want.
That is crazy.
Right? That is a wild
they
story.
Went in and charge of, I don't know, you guys. Based on just like the guy that lives here, and he got that medical bill. I mean, he was taken off of the ship, right?
Yeah.
But that medical bill that he got, I forgot where he was, but it was so much money.
We asked for money for donations to get him back to the U.S. because this guy got caught up in a trip that he took abroad.
Craig. Yeah.
And he was over there and got in the hospital, was there for weeks, almost died. Yeah. I mean, it was really bad. And they were trying their best to get him back here on a flight for life.
Correct.
To bring back to the U.S. But that thing cost like $108,000 just to get him back here. I know Steel Bros Heating and Air, they gave $10,000 they gave to help get him back here. We're going to try to get his son on tomorrow.
Yeah, because I would love to hear a follow-up because I know they got him to Craig, and then that's the last we heard.
The last I heard, he was in but I read this, okay? So I heard that he was in rehab trying to get back on his feet again, but that was the last I heard.
Was that a Craig?
That's been several months ago. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. It was before Christmas.
Because, I mean, that's the best of the best, so I was so thankful that they were getting in there.
So hopefully we can get him on tomorrow, if that's possible. Do you think it's possible, Spadil?
I did call him earlier, and his voicemail wasn't set up, so I'm trying texting him right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try to get him on. Yeah. But man, I tell you, you get on one of these cruise ships. I had no idea that if you use their sick bay, I think that's what it's called on a ship. If you use their sick bay, that's a separate fee. And this guy ran up $47,000.
So, let's just say I, had a headache or whatever, and I went down there, and I was like, "Can I get a couple aspirin? I mean, are you going to be charged?"
I would imagine. If this guy got a $47,000.
I would say any office visit.
Yeah.
Even though it's on a ship.
It'd be office. Like going to urgent care or something, probably.
Wow, that is scary, isn't it?
Well, it's a ripoff, is what it is.
That too, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.